We've been dating for a while. The sex is good, but it's not great. You can tell that I'm holding back something, and you don't know what. You're such a gentleman all the time, asking me what I like and trying to please me. If you only understood. I don't want you to be a fucking gentleman. I want you to be a fucking pain master. I want you to dominate me, to use me, to take what you want from me without asking. Tonight, I'm going to bait you. When you come to my apartment, I'm going to be dressed like a dirty fucking whore. Maybe when you see me this way, you'll figure out that I need to be treated the way I look. I never dress like this. I'm petite and attractive, and I dress very well. But I leave most of my body to the imagination. But when we're out together, I see your eyes subtly wandering to the bodies of women who dress more provocatively, especially the ones with bare midriffs and the ones with the long legs, short skirts, and high heels. I know that you're turned on by girls who show skin. So tonight, I'm gonna show you some. I've gone to one of those lingerie novelty sex shops. I've passed them many times and fantasized about going in, but I never have until today. I bought a short tartan schoolgirl skirt. It's very cheap and very flimsy. Just holding it in my hands in the shop gets me wet. And I also bought some cheap white, very sheer panties. I'm very petite to begin with, and these panties in my size barely fit my hand. Oh. I'm almost shuddering and pushing my hand between my legs in the store, just imagining wearing them. The guy behind the counter looked at me while I was trying to pretend to be doing something else, and oh, I love that he looked at me. I'm not going to wear any hose or garters. I know you like the smooth, bare skin. I painted my toenails a pretty shade of pink, and I'm going to go barefoot. Because I know that you love my pretty small feet. I figured that out when you pulled my legs over your shoulders when we were fucking and then sucked my toes right before you made me come. So I'm gonna wear a sheer halter top. Exposes my belly. You know, the kind that you're supposed to wear a bra underneath, but I'm not going to wear a bra because I want you to see my nipples and I want you to see how my tits move through the material. First, before I dress, I'm gonna take a long shower. shaving my legs and shaving my pussy, and then rubbing lotion all over my body so my skin is so smooth and soft and bare. And you won't resist touching me, I hope. I'm gonna put on lip gloss to make my lips shiny. Seeing my mouth in the mirror, I think I look like a teenager trying to draw attention to my lips to make the boys in school fantasize about me sucking their dicks. I open the door when you arrive with a sly smile on my face that I smoothly transform into a suggestive pout, slightly parting my gloss lips. I look you in the eye and I don't say a word, gauging your reaction. You look shocked, but you immediately drink me in, moving your eyes slowly over my body, from my gloss slightly parted, ready to suck cock lips, all the way to my pretty feet. Is that all you have to say as well? I can see how you can't take your eyes off my exposed skin. My tiny cheap panties are starting to get all wet. Let's sit here on the couch and have some wine, baby. My day? It was good, but tell me about yours. I'm sitting here pretending I'm not dressed like a slutty teenage stripper. I cross my legs and uncross my legs, lingering. Letting you look between my legs because that makes me feel like a cheap whore. And I love that. When I move closer to you, I can see the bulge in your pants. You're so turned on that you're fidgety and uncomfortable. You're still trying to be the fucking gentleman, goddamn you. I'm gonna move closer to you. See the bulge in your pants, you're so turned on. Oh, that's a nice kiss. Gentle at first, now with some tongue. Run your hands over my body. Feel my exposed skin. Skin, baby. Not underneath my clothes yet. I'm gonna feel your legs. Over your thighs, but not quite touching your cock through your clothes. You like that, baby? Do you like when I touch you and tease you? I can see that you do. I'm gonna press against you. I wanna get you so worked up. Oh, I feel that you're about to lose control. Stop. It's getting a little late, baby. I'm pulling away and looking at you, waiting to see what you're gonna do. You smile and say, okay. Can't you see how I'm dressed? Can't you figure out how I want you to treat me? I want you to pull up my fucking hair and shove my face first onto the couch. Push my slutty little schoolgirl skirt up over my round ass and rip my wet, cheap, slutty white panties right off my ass. I want you to growl at me. The only thing it's too late for, you little cunt, is for you to avoid getting fucked in your little slut ass by me. I want you to be a fucking man and put me in my dirty whore place. Violate me, spank me. Show me you're into control and that you won't take no for an answer. I want you to pound me, to hurt me, to fuck me into submission. I want to moan. What a little whore that I am. Make me moan. Are you gonna make me watch in disbelief as you get up and prepare to leave? No, I'll snap. Where the fuck do you think you're going? You're gonna pull down your pants. You're only half fucking hard for me right now. I'm gonna fix that. You like losing my slutty mouth? I'm gonna lick your balls. I'm gonna lick you. Oh, taint, I'm gonna use my fingers on your ass where I suck your dick till you come in my cum slut mouth. Why am I crying? Oh, I'll tell you everything. My fantasies, my deep, dark desires, my needs. I'll tell you about almost every guy I've ever dated, every guy I've ever fucked. How I always want them to stop trying to be so fucking gentle because I'm so tiny. I want them to stretch my tight pussy without warning, to pound the cock into me as hard as they possibly can, hurting me, making me wetter. I am a pain slut. I want to be treated like a little fuck toy instead of a person, like an object, a thing that exists solely for someone else's pleasure. Be someone's little slut, toy, whore, object to use, to fuck. You think I'm crazy? You think I'm a pervert? You're gonna walk out and never come back? You're smiling. You'll be in touch. What's that? I should save my slutty whore outfit. Because I'm gonna need it. It's been a few days now and I haven't heard from you and I'm starting to think I made a mistake by telling you all those things I fantasize about. All those things I want done to me. Hello? Hi, baby. Why do you sound that way? Kind of strange and distant. Oh, okay. You want me to shut the fuck up? You've never talked to me like that before. It's making me wet. Okay, baby. I'll put on my slutty whore outfit. I'll put a coat over it. Okay. I'll write down the address. Wow, that's one of the nicest hotels in town. Yeah, I wrote down the room number. 9 p.m. tonight. I'll be there. Oh, feeling of fear and anticipation is one of the most erotic feelings I've had in my whole life. I've no idea what you have in mind for me. What you have in store for my slutty body, but I know it's going to be something different than we've ever done before. So I go through my ritual again, preparing my body for you, making myself into a fuck toy object that I hope you'll desire. I put on my slutty whore outfit and put a coat over it, and I head to the hotel. Going up to your room. I'm literally trembling, and my cheap white panties are soaked through. Hi, baby. Oh, yes, sir. I'll shut the fuck up and do what you say. Oh, so you're closing the door behind me. Entering the elegant room, I glance over the bed. The sheets are pulled back, and the bed has a headboard and a footboard, and attached are four metal handcuffs. I understand what's about to happen. My heart is racing. My pussy is aching. I might be able to come if you just breathed on me. What's that, baby? What's the word you whispered in my ear? A safe word. Okay, so unless I use that word, anything, okay, goes. There are no limits to how rough it will get. No limits to the pain. Oh, okay. Oh, you get it, don't you, baby? Oh, you totally fucking get me. You're about to make my fantasy a reality. Oh, baby, what's that? I should call you Master from now on. Oh, yes, Master. Okay, Master. You'll stretch my arms behind me. You'll stretch my legs to the corners of the foot of the bed. Oh, cuffing me. Oh, I'm stretched out so much now, Master. I can barely move. Pulling up my top. Exposing my breasts. My heart is racing so much. I feel so helpless. Oh, but I never felt so, so fucking turned on. My pussy's dripping. I'm so exposed. Ready to be used. Oh, I'm ready to be hurt, Master. I'm so horny, Master, and I do whatever is going to happen. The door's opening. Whose voices are those? Laughing at my body, my exposed body. Someone standing here at the side of the bed. So he's jacking his cock. My glossed lips turn to him, inviting his cock into my mouth. Love how he shoves his cock into my mouth. Fucking my face. Loud. Hard. I'm scared. I'm excited but scared. Oh, I can breathe. I'm not gonna use my safe word yet. Oh, another man pushing his cock into my mouth. Oh, I feel so good. I feel you in the bed in front of me, running your hands on my thighs, rubbing my pussy through my cheap white panties. I'm pushing my crotch against your hands. Pushing my ass into the air. My legs completely spread and the man between my legs is... Oh, you're fucking me so hard. Pulling my panties. Ripping them. Oh, it hurts so fucking good. The first man has fucked me and the second has left my mouth and total strangers just shoved his enormous cock deep into my tiny, tiny cunt. Oh, it's splitting me open. Oh, I'm so wet. He just enters me. Effortlessly, I can't believe that his big cock fits in me. I can't. In and out. Baby. slut fucking whore, yeah. Oh, I am. Oh, love being covered in cum. Dollar bills, master. That's what I'm worth, master. $1 per fuck. Oh, thank you, master. I'm such a dirty fucking whore.